It's time for episode 7 of the Bearcat Tales Podcast. Welcome to the Bearcat Tales Podcast from North Butler Elementary School, where it's great to be a bearcat and kids learn to love to learn. Thanks for listening to the Bearcat Tales Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Tracy, North Butler Elementary Principal, and I'm honored to share this interview with student teacher Amber Drilling and members of Mrs. Hansen's kindergarten class. Their classroom walls have been extended to include kindergarten classes from across the country. They've been involved in a gingerbread man exchange project. Enjoy the interview. To begin, I'd like to introduce Miss Amber Drilling, a student teacher who's been working with Mrs. Hansen's kindergarten class this semester. She's an early childhood and elementary education major with a minor in literacy. Miss Drilling, talk about how this gingerbread exchange project unfolded.
So I was in Miss Hansen's kindergarten classroom, and she had seen on Facebook a group that was started that you could sign up one teacher per state. And you would do this gingerbread project where you would send a gingerbread man out to each of the schools. She signed up for that. And then the kids, we all together made these gingerbread men. They got to color them, put stickers on them. We did glitter, which was a lot of fun, but a mess. They enjoyed that. And then we wrote up a little letter talking about the school and about our students and then the town that they live in. And then we mailed them out to each of the states. I think we got all of the states but one or two, I think, that had signed up. Even Hawaii joined in. And then I think we got one from Germany as well. As the days and the weeks keep going on, we are getting these gingerbread men daily. And during our science social studies time, we open up the envelopes, which is always fun, and then we get to see the gingerbread men that the other students have made from the different states, and then we read their letter and talk about the state that they're in, some of the highlights of the state, things you can see there, and then we have a big map in the room that we show them where that state is, and we label it and show them the distance between where we live and then where they live. And
talk some more about what children are learning from this project.
They're also learning through the letters different things that the states do, like what they do in school. Like some of the schools only have half-day kindergarten, and then ours is a full-day kindergarten. So they're learning that not everyone goes to school the same. Some have school on Saturday that we've learned. Some have recess inside, outside. Just learning a lot of different things about school.
Henry, Harper, and Franny now have a few words to say about this project. What are some things you had to do?
We had to cut them out, and we decorated them. We put breathe buttons. We didn't have a hat.
And then we sent them to other people, and then they sent us more things we could.
We got some from our whole country.
So you've gotten gingerbread men from all over the United States, and you're hoping to get one from each of the 50 states. I heard you even got one from Hawaii. Is that right?
Yeah.
Of all the gingerbread men that you've received so far, what does your favorite one look like?
The one that only has a head and a bow and two pink cheeks.
What did the one from Hawaii look like?
It had a coffee maker on for a skirt, and then it had a paper shirt.
What did you put in the envelopes you mailed to the schools around the country?
We just had to take a picture outside.
Of your class?
Yeah, with Buddy the Bear Cat, and then we put it in the mail with our gingerbread man, and then we sealed our pictures.
Did you write a letter in there too?
Yeah.
What did you say in the letter?
We have 22 kids.
We told him our teacher's name is Mrs. Hansen.
We told him that our other teacher was Mrs. Julian, and she is just staying because she's in high school and she's learning to be a teacher because she wants to be a teacher.
We wrote about what we do and stuff.
We cut and glue and color and stuff like that. We draw pictures.
And we do STEM stations to try to build stuff. We're starting to learn and write and learn words.
We're learning to read too.
We're learning to do math.
And we're getting smarter every day.
Is there anything else you want our listeners to know about this project?
It was really fun!
Thanks for tuning in today. You can learn more about what's happening at North Butler Elementary by following the Bearcat Tales blog and, of course, checking out the district webpage. It's great to be a Bearcat! Yeah!